Thanks to GoDaddy for supporting this episode.
Hey, this is Adam Weeks from Open Channels, and today I am joined by Andrew Mead and Ben Sibley of Independent Analytics. Independent Analytics, oh, it's a fascinating project, a great product, and I'm excited to talk to you both about analytics and why it's so important. Let's jump right in here real quick. Ben, tell me about the world and how it existed before Independent Analytics and what caused you to build this thing.
Yeah, so I was using Google Analytics for all of my WordPress websites, much like everybody else. It's something I installed without thinking about it. And it's a product that brought me a lot of frustration. I had trouble answering what I thought were simple questions, things like, you know, what's the conversion rate of this page? I want to see, you know, the number of events and the number of page views and get a conversion rate and things like that it doesn't have. And that would kind of drive me crazy. So it wasn't until more recently that people started even considering installing something besides Google Analytics because the GDPR came about and actually, well, Google Analytics became just downright illegal to use in countries like Austria and France and other places. So that gave us this opportunity to create something new and that people were actually looking for an alternative. And I was able to blend these ideas of making something simpler and something also privacy friendly.
Mm. So I imagine you're sitting there one day frustrated that you can't get the analytics that you need. It's me. I'm the problem. And that just wasn't the case. And where most people just kind of sit in it and like, all right, I guess it is what it is. I'm going to struggle through this. You actually built this thing. So tell me a little bit about what you guys built.
Yeah. So the main aspect of Independent Analytics is that we built it specifically as a WordPress plugin. And that came with a few advantages. The first is that it's much easier for people to install and use. It can be installed like any other plugin. And it automatically adds the tracking script to your website. It integrates with other plugins. So there's a lot of things that you don't have to do manually. In terms of privacy, all your data is created and stored entirely on your website. You don't have to worry about sharing your data with larger companies like Google. As people often say, if you're not paying for it, then you are the product. And so Google Analytics is collecting everyone's data and using it across different products and departments within their organization. So with Independent Analytics, your data is created and stored only on your website. So it's never shared anywhere else. And then lastly, as a WordPress plugin, as you'd expect, it's tightly integrated with WordPress. So instead of seeing a list of URLs and the number of visits, you're seeing the titles of your pages, which you're going to recognize immediately. You're seeing the authors, you're seeing the categories. You've got stats in the dashboard widget and the admin bar and the posts menu. You've got data throughout the whole dashboard, and it's much more intuitive and seamless to just be seeing this data as you're using your website instead of going to this separate dedicated dashboard.
Mm. All right. So Andrew, before Independent Analytics, you're minding your own business. And one day, Ben comes to you with this idea. Is that how it happened? Or tell me a little bit about how you got started in this.
Yeah, basically, we both shared an office. We were working on separate projects. And he basically pitched me on the idea of building a Google Analytics alternative. And you got to remember that back then, like Plausible, Fathom, these other tools that are pretty popular now, they weren't around. Or if they were also new like us. So it was a very different landscape. And he basically pitched it by showing me GA4, Google Analytics 4. I had never really used Google Analytics. So I was just coming at it with a novice's set of eyes. And it was horrible, right? We're like five menus deep to find some statistics. So right away, it was obvious that if nothing else, we could build a tool that gave you important information in a simpler way. Like that was just super obvious. We were definitely going to nail that. And that was basically the pitch, is like, let's just do that and do that for WordPress. And yeah, we got started. And the second we launched, we had a few early customers that Ben was already familiar with, and they were pumped about it right away. They saw the same thing of like, hey, competition, it's great. And also we are just for you. We are just for WordPress. That's also great. So folks really resonated with that. And so did I. That's why we're still here. What? 4 years later.
4 years later. What a journey you guys have been on. That's pretty exciting to see the progress. If we kind of back up a little bit and let's talk a little bit about just analytics in general, if you were to make the case for why should someone care about the analytics on their website, Ben, why do analytics matter?
Sure. I mean, without analytics, you're running your website blind, you know, at a very fundamental level. If you don't know if anyone's visiting your website, then that just seems, you know, unconscionable. So you need some sort of analytics. But then you run into the problem where, you know, a lot of solutions like Google Analytics, they're free. So people get sort of tricked into thinking that this is maybe an appropriate tool for bloggers and small businesses. But really, it's an enterprise software, and it's free because they're collecting your data. And so most small websites or even large websites, for the most part, what they need is relatively simple data. They want to know what pages people are looking at, what sites they're coming from, the countries, the devices. And then if they want to take things a little bit further, of course, a lot of businesses, they also want to know traffic from specific campaign links, e-commerce conversions, form submissions. Those are things that, you know, we do all those things. It's still relatively simple compared to what you might be able to do with Google Analytics. And yet that checks off most of the boxes for virtually every small business and nonprofit and organization out there.
Yeah. It's amazing. For instance, if someone's coming into a physical store and they walk in and they walk out, you have no idea what, you know, about that unless you were to stop them and say, you know, hey, why did you leave without purchasing something? And with websites and analytics, we have a little bit of opportunity to dig into more and try to understand our customers a little bit better. I want to maybe put you on the spot a little bit. Ben, the call dropped when we were talking earlier, and Andrew was sharing that you guys have had a price change recently, and you're noticing things on your own independent analytics website. I'm curious, is there any insights that you have about running this company and that you're using independent analytics on your own website? Are you learning anything about people as you make changes to your product?
Yeah, I mean, the pricing thing in particular was really tricky because all of our metrics looked solid. Views to the site were the same. The bounce rate was the same. Views per session were the same. And we'd made some other changes that actually improved some of those metrics. And yet our sales were still kind of stagnating. So we had to adjust our prices. It's just, you know, that's like a very dominant factor. If you don't have the pricing right, then none of the other stuff is really going to matter. So we had to make that adjustment. And then, our sales kind of came back. But we use independent analytics for lots of things. We use the form tracking for tracking our forms. And also we use an integration for tracking our sales that way too. So I look at our analytics every single day. You know, the overview report, I have it customized with the different modules that I like. So yeah, we look at it every single day.
Yeah, no, it's fascinating to be able to make a change on your website. You guys, you have a product. Many of our listeners, they have a product or involved in some way. And wanting to understand pricing, like how does pricing impact our sales? And as an example, with pricing, you don't lower your price because you're a nice person. That's not why companies do that. We're in business. We're trying to make a business. Everybody here is. I think of WordPress and all the products out there. It's we want to use the internet to make a living. And you're providing that tool to do that. And pricing is one of those really difficult things. Like, is it working? Is it not working? Is it worth it? And it's fun to see the kind of the dog food, like where you like eat your own product and like, yeah, like this is working. This is helping us better understand our customers. That's kind of cool.
Do you ever play, like in school, we had to play this lemonade stand game? And did you ever play that?
I don't think no. What was it like?
Generation
change. I missed that.
Yeah, it was like, I forget what it was called, but you would pay for sugar, water, and lemons, and then you had to like choose the ratio, and you could price each cup at a different amount. And so there'd always be that one kid in class who would just try to sell one cup for $1 million. And he'd be like, I just need to sell one cup.
Just one, and I'll win.
But then no one would buy it. And so I feel like, yeah, there's that demand curve. And, you know, I remember learning this as a kid playing this game in computer class. But Sometimes you go too far down that demand curve and you've priced it too high. You've got to ease up and then you get purchases that outweighed. But anyway, Andrew, you were going to say something?
I actually forget what I was going to say. But yeah, I mean, we probably changed our prices like, I don't know, since we started like a dozen times, right? Like we had very few features in the beginning. You're starting with a small product. You increase the price as you're adding more. And then eventually it's like, okay, now we gotta really dial that in to what's appropriate for what exists now. So yeah, ton of pricing changes. They're always hard to know if they worked or not, but this one was a lot more clear cut, which is rare, I think.
If you ever wanted to get a WordPress site live quickly without wrestling with templates or writing code, GoDaddy Xero makes it simple. Just answer a few questions about the business, and the AI will create a professional multi-page site with content, images, and layouts ready to go. Making changes is easy. You can chat in plain English to swap images, update copy, or even add new pages in seconds. And since it is built on standard WordPress, you still have full access to the WP Admin dashboard, the plugin ecosystem, and options to expand with things like online stores, bookings, or memberships. Xero gives you access to over 200,000 Getty images and dozens of industry-ready layouts, so your site looks polished from day one. You can check it out at godaddy.com/AIRO.
And I think what's an interesting, would be curious to kind of figure out is that you need, in order for the analytics to be valuable, you need a certain amount of traffic to actually, for instance, you could drop your price or raise your price, but if nobody's coming to your website to begin with, you're not going, the analytics aren't going to tell you anything because there are none. Yeah, just the organic traffic that you're having, I'd be curious to see, like, when is it actually going to be valuable to track people? On that note, what type of websites are going to, do you feel like, most benefit from analytics? It's a sense that if you have 5 visitors a year, analytics probably aren't going to be real helpful. It's not really the point. Kind of describe the use case that you identify, like, yep, this is the type of company that really, or the website that really would most benefit from independent analytics.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably e-commerce stores. We integrate with WooCommerce, JerkCart, and Easy Digital Downloads. They're the ones who would benefit the most because they're more likely to take advantage of some of the more advanced tools. For instance, they, you know, of course they want to see the different products that are being viewed. That's really helpful data, where people are coming from. But they're also going to want to see where their customers are coming from and which landing pages are directly converting into customers, especially if you have SEO landing pages. That data can be hard to uncover, but you might want to know if you have a clothing store and you publish an article, you know, 7 trendy sweaters for this fall, you'll want to know like how many people clicked on that and then checked out. And e-commerce stores are maybe more likely than other businesses or other websites, I think, to run paid campaigns and to have, you know, to have that need to track the conversion rates of the different campaign links. And that's something you can also do with Independent Analytics Pro. So really any business websites in general can benefit. I think e-commerce, they have the most to gain from it. And for just a casual blog user, they might be satisfied with just the free version and have everything they need in there. But I think there is less of a need for something like that.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. And I think back to the idea of pricing. If you have a store or you are selling a thing and you change the pricing, knowing like, okay, did it make a difference? Are we leaving money on the table? Are we pricing this too low? Because that demand curve, it's that insight that analytics can give you is really, really important. I kind of want to spend a little bit of a moment on the, like what it means to try and take on a company like Google. It's a bit audacious for 2 guys to be like, yeah, ours is better for, you know, what does it mean to take on someone like Google?
I mean, you got to pick how you're going to take them on, right? Like we only take on Google if you're using WordPress, right? So we're not competing with Google as a whole. We're competing with Google in the eyes of people using WordPress. So you got to find your little angle. You can't go out there and try to beat Google on what Google does, which is big, free enterprise. So we did the opposite. We did small, free, specific to WordPress to get started. And me and Ben have both had other businesses, and we've had an incredible hard time doing things without a built-in marketing channel. And for this business, that is the WordPress plugin repository, right? That's a big area of discoverability for us. So we only took on Google in a very small part of what Google does. And because we're for WordPress, we can just do things that Google is uninterested in doing, which is great for us. They're never going to do what we do because it does not make sense for them to do it.
Yeah, they're leaving that money on the table.
Yeah, because they have a billion other dollars.
They're fine. They will be just fine. I'm not worried about them. I'm curious, as you think about some of your customers, Andrew, you'd mentioned you know, talking to different people. Have you seen this make a difference in someone's workflow, like individually? Or have you seen someone who was using Google Analytics now switching to this different solution, this plugin that you guys have built? Do you have any specifics? I'd love to kind of dive into some of those.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the crazy things, such a variety of people use it, right? But just, you know, e-commerce stores are probably like, that's a good one to go to, where people are looking at the performance of specific products across their website. They're interested in tracking the sales. What were you trying to drill down to specifically?
Like a specific person.
Oh, just like my name, Paul.
Yeah, well, Paul is, I was thinking of too. Paul's the guy. He's always around. He's excited.
Yeah, he helps someone. It's so funny. All of our best customers, they're always called Paul. That's always their name. So we have like, yeah, Perfect Paul is kind of like our persona for now. But yeah, Nups, he has clients, and he uses Independent Analytics Pro on one of his clients' websites. And yeah, the guy is awesome. But they're selling, I believe this one's a nonprofit, but they're also selling like e-commerce products as well. Yeah.
Yeah, no, drilling down to that, it's difficult to do, but I think it's one of the fun things is that as entrepreneurs, we recognize a problem. And it's one thing to solve a problem for yourself. Like I built a widget to, for my own need. I was in the garage and I carved something and now it fixes my lawnmower because, I need, but it's another thing to make a widget, to make a thing, and then to see other people like, oh, it solves that too. And it's making money is a nice part of it, but we do this because we want to be helpful. We want to help solve. We want to make an impact on the world around us and be beneficial to those people that we come in contact. So it sounds like Paul, Perfect Paul, is benefiting in that way.
Yeah, and it's nice, every once in a while to help debug something. We'll get into someone's website with them, take a look, and that's the only time we ever see anyone's stats, really. Because of course we don't have any access to people's analytics. It's totally private. But if we're debugging something for someone, then that's when I log in. That's when I see what they've got going on. And it is cool to see in the sidebar all of their custom reports. And so some people make more use of it than others, but it's always nice when you log in and that sidebar is just filled with all these different reports. So you can tell that they're applying filters, they're sorting, they're changing the quick stats, and they're really taking in and building out that suite of reports that they need for their company.
Yeah, what a cool feeling to put... Now, at this point, you said 4 years into building a product and people are using it. It's there. You see that their workflow is different because you did a thing. You did a thing. You spent time and energy communicating it. They installed it. And now they're better at their craft. That's pretty cool.
And I see that a lot in we have a feedback board where people can upvote features and things like that. And between people emailing us with feature requests and looking at that, sometimes I feel so much pressure because you get comments from, you look at it, it's like 3 months ago, someone's like, what's taking so long?
We're trying.
But it is also nice that someone cares that much about something we built.
Yeah.
So that's like the other side of it is like people are really excited about things that we're adding and they care.
Do you feel that independent analytics is done? The product is complete? Or what do you see on your roadmap? What are you guys excited about adding next?
The big one for sure coming up is user journeys. So that's going to let people click on an individual session and see, okay, someone bought this product from my store. But here's where they came from, the landing page, all the pages that led up to that sale, and then all the rest of the pages they viewed after that before they left. So that is our most upvoted feature request of all time. So we're excited to implement that soon. And to me, I view the product as being at like different levels of completeness. And so when we first launched it, we didn't even have a visitors metric. It was only counting views. So it was really like MVP. People still loved it at that, just to get away from the more complex alternatives, you know? And then from there, yeah, we've been building it out. I feel like we recently reached a new level of complete. After we put out user journeys, then I think the product's never done, but I think that's like a very significant feature where it really rounds out the product well, and it feels much more complete. After that, of course, we will be adding new features, but we also may take the time to go back and spend more time improving what we already have rather than constantly trying to add new things.
Nice.
Yeah, like any good business, there's things we could do better that we already did, so we can go back and do those better, which will be great because we know that people already love those features. So I'm excited to be able to do that a bit too.
Nice. As we're kind of wrapping up, a couple of just questions about, again, zooming back, analytics. If someone says like, you know, it's on there, I would love to hear about how people paying attention to analytics has improved their business. Like, even if you're not using independent analytics, we believe in the value of analytics. What are your thoughts on, like, are people paying attention enough to the analytics about their websites?
Sure. I mean, intuition is important. And if you're experienced in your field, then you've got a lot of intuition and a gut feeling. But you have to check yourself with data. And, you know, when you see something that you don't like in your data, something that doesn't make sense to you, that should be a source of frustration. That should be actually like, that should be exciting. Because when you see something in your stats and you go, that doesn't look right. And then you look around, you go, I guess that's the truth. So my intuition is wrong. And then you can find out why. And you can, you know, discover something that maybe is working really well that you can double down on, or something that you thought would work well and isn't. And well, now you have the opportunity to fix it. We're really going to find those opportunities and those surprises if you're tracking your website.
Nice. Yeah. So I think the call to action here is analytics. It's important. And if you were to be specific, your 10-second, your one-liner pitch, explain to us the value of independent analytics.
It's easy, it's fast, it's totally private. You'll be able to answer any question you have about your visitors without going nuts, clicking through tons of menus and dealing with complicated metrics.
Very cool. Well, Andrew, Ben, thank you so much for taking the time to share with us what independent analytics is, the importance of analytics and knowing what's on these websites that we're building, that we need to know what people are doing once they get there. And thank you guys for making this product, for taking on Google, because yeah, as you said, if we're not paying for something, we are the product. And I believe intuitively that WordPress, we want to own this stuff. We want to own our data. We don't want to put our future in our businesses on the whims of, you know, what Google changes and what they do differently. And what you guys are doing, where you've built a plugin and we own it, that, yeah, we're not the product. So I think that's very cool. If people want to find you, if they have a question about analytics, you eat, sleep, breathe analytics, and they have a question, how would they get in touch?
They can go to independentwp.com. That's our website. They can contact us through their emails directly. We're always happy to chat and learn more about the product. So yeah, it's the best place to go.
All right. Very cool. All right. Well, thank you both so much. And we'll be comparing our analytics soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks again to GoDaddy for supporting this episode. Until the next time, take care.